Sermons are great, but sometimes it's nice to move from the pulpit to a conversation around the kitchen table. This is Ask Pastor John with pastor and author John Piper. A key tenet of Christian hope, John, is the appearing of Jesus Christ at his second coming. For some people, this is a peripheral doctrine, not given a lot of thought, while for others, it seems to be almost all they study. Where does it fit as you see it?
It's certainly not peripheral, and it shouldn't be the only thing we study. So I'm going to put myself in the middle there, I hope. I think it is an absolutely essential doctrine that Christ fulfill God's purposes for this universe and this world in particularly by coming back in the flesh and triumphing over the devil finally and over all evil, banishing all ungodliness, establishing his kingdom, bringing a new heaven and a new earth so that there is only righteousness and peace, and everything that God designed for this world comes to climax. If we said Christ doesn't have to come back and all we have is a perpetual state of what we have now, it would be a tragedy. And the Bible would abort and God's purposes wouldn't be there. So redemption of our lives is not complete until we have, as it says in Romans 8, our adoption as sons, the redemption of our bodies. And the redemption of our bodies happen, according to Philippians 3:21, when the Lord of glory comes back in his glorious body and gives us bodies like unto his glorious body, which will happen at the second coming. So I say it's an essential doctrine, but if you get fixated on it and its details of when and how, you will probably wind up sectarian in your attitude and in your behavior and in your church, and glorious things about the past and the present and the way God works now and how we should relate to culture now are going to be obscured or lost altogether. So don't let the second coming of Christ and its surrounding events become the totality of what you focus on. Let it be the end time hope that satisfies your heart, and then give yourself to a full-orbed understanding of all the Bible and its application to family and business and culture and leisure and entertainment and education and all the aspects of life now where we're supposed to be salt and light.
I know from Noel's book on family traditions that you like to plan everything. Now, how does someone who is so involved in planning the things of this life keep from losing sight of the importance of the next life?
Well, if you're really a good planner, you plan for the next life. You look at your day and you ask, in view of what's coming in the next life, and it could be very soon, you know, death can come anytime, how should you then structure your day? So for me anyway, the next life is fixed. That's not something I planned. God planned that, and I try to let it have its powerful bearing on all my present planning, which means basically I hold my plans pretty loosely because he has plans for me now and he could take me out of here any minute. I hope I'll be found faithful to him in my planning, but he's the ultimate planner. Knowing that's coming makes me realize, okay, I'll do my best in planning, but he writes the script and he's going to bring the climax.
For those who are struggling against sin and who in one case or another can't seem to gain the upper hand, is it possible a greater focus on the second coming may provide the grace a person needs to overcome?
It would. It would, perhaps, in two senses. One is, it's very scary to meet Jesus unprepared, and fear has appropriate place in the Christian life to sober us and shock us out of our sinning. And two, it is going to be glorious beyond all imagination, because in 2 Thessalonians 1:8-9, where it says he's coming back to be glorified in his saints and to be marveled at in all who believe. So there's this I'm going to marvel at him. So there's the fear dimension that should shock us out of our sinning, and there's the satisfaction marveling dimension that should so deeply satisfy our hearts now that we don't need to sin in order to be happy. So I think a right view of the second coming has a powerful effect on our holiness and our sanctification and our capacity to love other people and renounce sin now.
Thanks for joining us for Ask Pastor John. You might also enjoy our teaching program. Look for it on the front page at desiringgod.org. In 25 minutes or a little less, John Piper unpacks God's Word in his own unique, God-intoxicated style. Look for it at desiringgod.org. And check out our resource library, www.desiringgod.org.